Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Or my ex-co-host Dave Navarro would say, numero uno. We are also syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify.
We are everywhere.
I try to put us everywhere.
You do.
I usually succeed. Most people don't say no to me.
Right.
I don't know if it's the big tits or the I sound like Kathleen Turner.
Or your bubbly personality.
What the fuck ever.
Hey.
I don't know about bubbly. It's something. As long as I'm high, I'm good.
Off of them green butts.
At me and Alejandra.
What's up?
We
say
blaze.
Hi.
What's up? Get your butt over here.
I can see you on Facebook Live.
This is Alejandra Arellano.
Yay!
This is my little What's friend. Up? Say hello to my little friend. I love this woman. She's a very, very talented person. She does a lot for the community, for the music community.
Yes.
Yes. She's a great drummer.
What's up?
Yes, she does a lot of stuff for different
Say
stuff.
What's up to everybody.
But we're here today to talk about Baron D'Averill.
Baron D'Averill.
Hi, how are you?
I said it right? That's right. We're good? Okay, good. I just try to always make sure that I say it right. But show the back, dude. It's fucking badass. Oh, look yeah. at that.
Look at that.
Look at that shit.
Yeah.
I want to know how you made that. Okay, let's like, first I got to do my Jenny's concert rundown. All Hold right, on. And go. We got to talk about our shows upcoming and past. We do like the first 10 minutes, we try to break it out real quick, you know what I mean, and then the rest of the show is all about the band.
Do your thing.
Okay, cool, rock on. All right, so this last week we had a lot of shit going on. God damn, last week was just crazy.
Almost we was out almost every night.
Week. We did a lot since last Wednesday. Let's see, what did we have? What the fuck was last Wednesday, the 13th? All right, okay, we had a show at the Boulevard Friday, March 15th, we had Wrexham, Blackstone Wolves, Final Frequency,
yes,
the Permagrins, and Rudo.
Right.
Now I'd have to say Wrexham, Blackstone Wolves, and Final Frequency fit well together.
Mm-hmm.
Since they were really like hardcore, like
Wrexham was jamming like
hardcore, like metalcore, like right. deathcore. I don't know. They were really, really, really hard. Which is cool. That was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good show. Thanks to the Boulevard. Shout out to Mona Moon. Shout out to Big Mike. Thank you for all that you do for the music community. And what up? All right, Sunday. This last Sunday. Sunday. You ever like go out like you want to go see big? You know the trucks, the big monster trucks.
Yeah.
I love that shit. But that's how they say it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sunday at the Echoplex. No, I'm just kidding.
The Fairgrounds
fair
of
Pomona. Monster Trucks. I'd be really good at that shit, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
I could be an announcer for that. They'd never know the difference. They'd think it was a dude.
Right? So you'd be put on a flannel shirt and a cowboy hat?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or a trucker's cap?
You want me to look like a dyke? Sounds like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm gonna say, I love you, my sister Wendy. happy impending nuptials. My older sister, she's 12 years older than me. I'm not gonna tell you the age. I don't want her to get pissed. She just got engaged to her girlfriend. I think her name's Darlene. I haven't met her yet.
Oh, yeah.
They just got together in like fucking November.
Gee. They doing one of us, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
No, they're quicker than us.
Quicker than us?
I think quicker. They were in. No, we were engaged in 3 months. No, we were. No, never mind. So, but still, Jesus, you know. That's good. Fucking shout out. Shout out to the LGBT community. Q. R-S-P-X.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T?
Yeah. Too many letters now. P-P-O-M. R-M. M-M-O-R-P-G's. Nerd speak. Sorry. Never mind. Anyway, we had a great show at Petey's Place on Sunday, March 17th. It was a really, really good fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Margot start everything off. Then we had Kill Set. Fuck. And I fucking love Kill Set. I hurt the next day. I went hard. I put the camera down. And on my little tripod thing so it could just record. So I don't have to fucking do nothing. I'm going to sit there and hold shit. I took pictures right away so I could get it out of the way. And then I went I went fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
I was moshing bad. I was the only one on the dance floor. You know the dance floor for that stage. You guys have played there before, you with me, you know what I'm talking about. The stage, the little piece of, you know, floor there in front of the stage between the chair, the tables and chairs. Oh my God. Yeah, I was jumping like off the ground. I was jumping with the singer. He would jump. And they did literally do a rendition of Crisscross, jump.
Yeah.
Jump, jump.
Kill Set. Like,
they do
jump,
a hard, yeah. They do a hardcore, their version of it, you know what I mean? It's fucking awesome. And I went hard. Their whole set, I just went hard.
Mm.
And I know all their songs, so I just, yeah. Sometimes I just put their music on a, what do you call those, playlist?
Yeah.
And you just fucking play them. Yeah, I love that shit. Devang was fucking awesome.
Right. Blood of the Motherland. Yes. Shout out to Devang.
Fucking shout out. Ross Knapp, Kang Tran, Dat Nguyen, and Phil Nguyen. Dr. Phil!
Right.
I love you, Dr. Phil. He's one of my favorite people in the whole fucking world. These little Vietnamese guys. Fucking love these motherfuckers. They came prepared for fucking St. Patrick's Day, man. That was badass.
Right.
Fucking Dat Nguyen, he had his fucking
hat. Yeah,
he had his fucking
cat in the hat. Looks like a cat. No, like cat in the hat.
Dr. Seuss kind of hat.
Yeah, fucking, but it's like green leprechaun hat.
Yeah, it was badass. So Kill Set, shout out to Chris Luca, shout out to Mark Baker, shout out to Dave, and shout out to James Jazz Dillon. Rock on. Margo, I just know Alan Munoz.
Okay.
Munoz. Did I say it right? Munoz. Did I say it right? M-U-N-O-Z. Munoz. Okay. Thank God I fucking didn't butcher it. Alan Munoz. And Carlos Frere, their manager, shout out. Chasing Desolation. I only know one of the names of the guys. Seth Perez, shout out. I try to remember at least one or two members of each band. Or if I can remember
good
all of them,
you.
I'm doing really good. I'm doing
so,
really good.
So many people.
Fuck yeah. Like, I have too many people
hundreds.
To remember.
Like hundreds of people in the shorter
and
town.
Hundreds and hundreds.
In the shorter time.
And we had Black Sabbath. That's one of the bands I manage.
Yeah.
Shout out. My Black Sabbath tribute band. Jim Manzo. Lisa O'Neill. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday.
She just had a birthday. I believe it was yesterday. But we were celebrating on Sunday. I did an announcement on the stage. I didn't sing to her because I didn't feel like it. I'm just kidding. I'm an asshole. Sorry. So, oh yeah, by the way, you could swear on this.
Nice.
That's cool. It's way easier. Makes things more relaxed. I like to think of this as a conversation.
French, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you can say some French swear words. I want to learn some.
Yeah, putain de merde.
Who?
Putain de merde.
Putain de merde.
Nice.
What
love
did
it.
Say?
You said shit whore. It's like the fuck. The F word.
Nice. I love it. That's badass. Yeah. We're going to learn some. And I'm French. I'm just ashamed of myself. I took Spanish in high school.
Yeah,
I'm can, like, we, because we came from, like, the, my ancestors came from France over to, like, the Canadian area. Yeah. They settled up there.
Yeah.
And, like, now, like, there's Quebec and, you know, all that. And so, but they came down eventually, like, they mated with Native Canadians, I guess. They're not Native Americans, right? Because Indians, just say fucking Indians, whatever. Indians, feather, not dot. Sorry. Had to establish that. Yeah, I'm part Native American, so I just like, I love that shit. It's the high cheekbones. Anyway, but I took Spanish like a dumbass.
Hey, why not?
I should have taken French too, like more maybe double language. Oh, yeah, I figured, well, because I grew up in Texas from 6 to 13, so I kind of like always wanted to go back south, and I thought it would be more beneficial in Spanish than it would be to know French. Because, you know. Okay, so this Sunday at the Five Star Bar, we got a show. We got some really good bands. We got Vexum.
Oh, yeah.
We got Exile.
Yikes.
Prism is a new one. We don't know Prism. I haven't seen this one yet.
Okay.
This is a new one for us.
Right, right.
We've seen Vexum. We've seen Exile. Uh-huh. Okay, we got Legions.
Oh, yeah, Legions again.
They're playing. Yes. And then Acidic Titty.
Ooh.
I just love saying that name, Acidic Titty.
Don't suck them.
Don't definitely don't. That would be a bad, bad thing. And then Friday, March 29th, we have the Boulevard. Our next show is Boulevard. We have the Montgomerys, L.A. Misfits. That's a Misfits tribute band.
Okay.
Massive Brain Damage. And we got Vexum again.
Okay.
We got to replace a band there. That's Mona's working on that.
All right.
Anyway, we're going to leave that to her. All right, we got shows coming up. Anyway, we got Baron D'Avril.
Right.
Oh, we talked to Soul Rising. They played at an amazing show at the Rose in Pasadena.
Oh, that was...
That's Thursday.
Okay.
Is that the whole week? Did we do anything else?
I don't think we did anything Saturday.
No? Jesus Christ. I felt like we did something every goddamn fucking day last week.
We probably...
Really fucking felt like it.
Saturday?
Every goddamn day we were doing something. I hosted a show last Tuesday.
Tuesday or something.
Yeah, we talked about that last Wednesday. Right. We're good enough. I hosted a show at the Rainbow Bar and Grill last week for Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
It was good.
Yeah. I lost the bands and
are you going to do
intro, outro shit, huh?
Are you going to do more of those?
I have my own April 1st.
Oh, nice. So, Nick, what day does it?
Yeah.
What
no, yeah. Nick gave me that night to book the bands, yeah. Yeah, so I got, Legions.
All right.
Jesse Medina, it's his birthday.
Okay.
At midnight that night, so.
That's the bass player?
Yeah, and Black Terror, shout out to Johnny Angel. He's my angel because he's bringing a fucking back line.
All right.
I'm a smart bitch. I'm just going to pay his parking.
Yeah, 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those
are and I'm gonna pay his $15
to the sound guy.
Sound guy.
For the whole night?
Yeah, each band's got to pay $15 bucks. But I'm willing to pay that for it's a fucking goddamn Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Yes.
That's the next level.
It is.
I'm not gonna fucking like come on. Anyway, and then with Sinestra Cabaret.
Oh.
Those are some good bands, so I think so. Metal. All right, anyway, we're here. And we're going to talk to the amazing French rock band, Baron D'Avril. All
right.
Hell to the yes. All right. So we're going to talk about some stuff. Now, they've played on quite a few of our shows.
Yeah.
They've played for us at the Universal Bar and Grill, the Five Star Bar, and Petey's Place.
Yeah.
Oh, we had you at the Boulevard, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They played four of our venues.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it. Right. I try to get them on as many shows. I try to get as much play for, you know.
Right, right, right.
For all the bands as I can. All I ask is try to bring a couple people. If you can bring some people. I know sometimes it's hard because it's a weeknight. You know what I mean? It's difficult. There's so much competition. It's fucking L.A., dude. There's so many goddamn bands. I mean, I know, but he made a valid point the other day. There's like how many people? Millions of people?
Probably 30 million people in L.A.
Yeah, but you
and surrounding areas.
Right.
Yeah,
it's more than enough people.
In the world playing in L.A.
Weekend. Yeah.
It's very hard to
compete
with that.
Yeah.
No,
but way cheaper shows.
Right.
I think our shows are more reasonably priced than some of these other sons of bitches.
Right.
How many times do you need to go to the Whiskey?
You always got, you know, big shows in L.A., but, you know, who got $100 to go see a fucking group? You know what I mean?
But
you just, and then like if it's local, you got, you know, this particular area, you know, it's enough to go around. And I think that, you know, if we can, like, get that advertisement going on, man.
Yeah.
Because even the band, like, I mean, it's not like we trying to fill the Staples Center, man. We talking about the most 200 people right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Even, like, CIA, he said his capacity was, like, 200.
Right. That's about the most biggest venues we don't work there anyway.
I'm going to see that tonight.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, he said he had some meats still open in like April.
That's the great venue.
And then May and stuff. I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to go look at it. It sounds really interesting. So tonight we're going to go check out the CIA in North Hollywood.
Right.
Shout out to Carl Crew of the CIA.
Right.
And what does that stand for again? Something arts or something creative?
California Institute of Abnormal Arts.
There we go. California Institute of Abnormal Arts. Yeah. And I heard it's really abnormal. The way he described it to me, dude, we were talking. Dude, he said it was like a Chinese opium den in the big fucking, like, the room where they have the concert and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yes.
That sounds badass. He had old mummies. He said he has a clown. A mummy of a clown. Are you fucking shitting me? Is it still got the costume on with the red nose? Oh, my God. I got to fucking see this shit. I'm just saying. I'm very excited. I'm going to go take a tour of that bitch tonight. I'm excited. You excited?
California
Institute of Abnormal Arts.
Of Abnormal Arts.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And he said, the way he described it, it was really abnormal. He told me, he like painted me a picture over the phone. I was like, this sounds badass. I got to see this. I said, I got to be there. Last week I was sick and I couldn't go. I really didn't feel well at all. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going this week. I don't give a shit. Going, so maybe we can have you guys there on a show. Mm-hmm. So okay, we're working on stuff, bigger and better things. We're gonna go check out the Pacifico Cantina in Monterey Park. Shout out,
Michael. Try to see that Saturday.
What's it? Ruben. Shout out to Ruben Montoya. Mm-hmm. He hit me up on through my website, I think, or something. He saw a flyer, one of our flyers for a show, and he was like, "Oh, I gotta hit these motherfuckers." Monterey Park. It's at two floors.
Two bars.
A bar on each floor. Right? And they serve liquor.
Parking?
No fucking beer and wine.
Parking?
Liquor. Oh, we're going to go see. Yeah, he's talking about a small percentage, possibly. We're working at it. Yeah. We're seeing. Yeah. I got to go check it out. But he says it sounded the way he sounded. It was awesome. Food. They serve food.
All right.
Like wings, burgers, fries, onion rings type of shit. You know what I mean?
Tacos.
The best taco. He said tacos.
Hell
that's
yeah.
The best kind of food.
Something
for
quick.
When you're watching a concert and you're fucking drinking.
Right.
That's
quick
what you
and
want.
Easy.
That stuff.
Burritos.
So maybe
tacos,
we can get you guys
burgers.
In there too. So we're working on some stuff. We're going to try to get you on more shows. But these guys have done a lot of shows with us and, you know, we love them and, you know, they're part of the family now. You know what I'm saying? Good people. All right, let's go around and let introduce yourselves.
So I am Dorian D'Averill.
Speak up.
I am Dorian D'Averill.
There you go.
All right.
Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. The mic is there for you. It's your friend.
I am the
make love to it.
Lead
I'm just kidding.
And songwriter.
Hell yeah.
Dorian D'Averill.
Yes. And that's your last name, right?
It is my last name.
Nice.
D'Averill.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I am Alejandra. I play drums.
Yeah, she is the drummer. She's an amazing drummer, too. I see her play for all kinds of different types of music, so just nuts.
My name is Henry. I'm the bass player.
It's Henry. Anyone call you Hank ever?
Or
you don't like that? You're like, fuck that. No, don't call me Hank, goddammit.
My dad's name's Henry also, so most of my family will call me Hank to distinguish between my dad and myself.
Interesting.
Are you a junior?
I think technically. My dad and I have different middle names, but I think...
No, then you're not.
Not a junior.
Your middle name.
No.
Ah, interesting. I like it.
Yeah.
If
my middle name was January,
my
grandfather's middle name is January, mm-hmm. but I guess his mom or whatever didn't want that middle name. Mm-hmm. So his name was Jerome, so I'm a junior. I'm a second. Oh,
okay. So if not, he would have been a
third.
Oh, Jesus. And your middle name would have been January.
Right.
I like Jerome so much more.
Right.
Just hotter. January sounds sissy.
That's probably why they didn't use it.
And I was born in January, so I'm just saying it's, you know.
That's probably why they didn't use it.
Like, what the fuck was his parents thinking? Maybe he should be slapped repeatedly. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about your music.
Yes.
It is French rock.
It is French rock, yes.
Yes.
So, I guess it started about 2 years ago. I decided I wanted to get back into music. I haven't done music in a long time.
Okay.
And decided I'm going to write an album. And I had some songs in French and I had some songs in English.
Okay.
And I kind of had to make a choice. And I thought, Very true. You know, that would be an experiment to just show up in LA and start singing in French. Why not?
That is badass. I mean, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Only certain people can understand what the fuck you're saying, but and, you know, that's the great thing. When I love bringing you guys to the concerts, I tell everybody, this is French rock. I said, you're not going to understand a fucking word they're saying, but it sounds amazing. Just wait.
You know what? The funny thing is that because when you listen to a show in English, sometimes you don't understand either.
Yeah, so true. Because if they're screaming.
Yeah, we had some people come after the show and it's like, oh, you guys, I didn't know you were singing in French. Like, they didn't realize.
Yeah.
I thought it was English.
Yeah, I've had people ask me about it at the shows.
Right.
We're like, what are they singing? And I was like, oh, I said, it's all in French, dude. And they were like, oh my God. Okay, now I know why. I thought I was just drunk.
Drink more, you'll understand more.
Yes, if you drink a lot, you will finally understand French.
Yes.
Magically, you'll just understand another foreign language. Hard enough to learn fucking English. Jesus.
Yeah, and so the album came out about a year ago, and there's 12 tracks.
What's the album name?
The album name is Marianne.
Yeah, I love that song, by the way.
Thank you.
That's one of my favorites of yours.
Yeah?
Yes.
We'll play it tonight.
I love that song. Very good.
Yeah, 12 tracks. If you actually go on the website, barondiavril.com, you can see the translation in English of the lyrics.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So like that.
If you guys are wondering what we're saying.
Oh, God. I'm going to go on there, man. I didn't even know you had to see. You have a website and everything. I posted all your social media links and stuff like that.
Thank you.
Was there a link to your website down there?
I'm pretty sure I gave it to you.
Okay. If not, I'm gonna go pop that bitch in.
Okay.
I'm going to go put it in. I'm going to be like, boom, barondiavril.com.
And
I love it.
Yeah, there's... on the website, there's also our merchandise store.
Where nice.
We have a brand new merchandise store.
Yes. Show the merch.
A lot of items.
Yes. Look at this. Look at this. We got it in black.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me show it like
that. Yeah. Yeah. There we go. See, you can see it.
Yeah.
I like the crest. That's like massively French.
Yes.
You know, like old school, like the, you know, like you said, barons.
Yes.
Back when they have fiefdoms, when they were like all about like the kingdoms, and they had it broken down into the separate little.
What is that? A goblin?
They call it a fiefdom in English. I don't know what they call it in French.
Like a county.
Yeah, like they have like, and in each thing is its own.
Yeah, they had
like, you know, somebody who lords over it.
Yes, and the king was.
And then they have it broken down by a little.
Yeah, you had the
other smaller communities.
You had the king, princes, the marquis, the counts, the baron. The baron is actually the lowest.
That's like the lord. Yeah. The baron, they call it like barons, like the lord, land barons.
Yeah, like a landlord.
They took care of like the, you know, we call them serfs. Like in English, it was like serfs, which is like the little, like, you know, the grubs of society, the people who lived in huts and, you know, worked the land and harvested for the fucking baron.
That was
and
the good
whatever.
Old days.
Yeah, the good old days. You could sit back and go like, fuck yeah, bitch, work my land. Anyway. I love it.
Yeah.
It's good music. See, it comes in black and white.
Yes.
I like that.
And the blacks are available at the concerts only.
Okay, I got you.
And the whites are available online, and there's a lot of items. There's mugs, there's t-shirts, there's sweatshirts. There's
nice.
There's backpacks. There's everything.
Oh hell yeah! See, full merch store. I like it.
Full merch store.
You're
now.
Smart.
Yeah.
That's very smart. I've been looking into doing that too. We just, you know, haven't had the money to, you know, because it costs a monthly fucking thing.
It does.
The Shopify or any of those goddamn fucking platforms, you know, where you sell your merch, you know, online.
Mm-hmm.
They all cost money.
Mm.
And if you ain't got money, because you got to pay rent or the phone bill, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It is what it is. You got to choose one or the other. Yeah, we're just not on that level yet. It's called concerts and other things that we're trying to get going.
That's a nice shirt, man.
It feels really nice on the white. The logo comes out really cool on the white.
Yes.
I like the white, but you know, most all the bands have black t-shirt.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know, well, we're not like all the bands, so we need white t-shirt.
Yeah, you need something different.
Yeah.
You should each come out with a white t-shirt with the white on, like each one of you wearing, you know what I mean, like
I
like it.
Why?
I like it black.
Oh, well then wear the black, but I'm saying like each one of you wear one of the band t-shirts. I know usually you're always wearing the damn Superman t-shirt. Yeah. I love it, but I just think it'd be like if you each wore like a Baron D'Averill t-shirt, that would be badass. That would be badass.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, like I have this one band, Ba-Ram U, and they all come out wearing jersey shirts with the long sleeves. So like the base is white, and then the from here down is dark blue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That type of a shirt. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm just like, they all wearing it, every fucking one, including the drummer. The drummer's a chick. I fucking love it. Like the whole band. I'm like, each band, like they have their own little concept.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Each band should have a gimmick. Should have something about them that sets them apart from other bands. I mean, you guys, you already got French rock, for the love of Christ. How many fucking bands in LA are French rock?
Yeah. We're doing
except
one.
The ones we bring in.
Literally. No, but seriously, found? I don't think I've found one other band that does what you do.
As far as I know, we're the only one.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're a trendsetter.
Yes.
You're the only fucking French rock band in goddamn Los Angeles and the surrounding areas.
That's right.
Probably even goddamn Southern California, for the love of Christ. See, that's what I'm saying. You're cornering the market on that,
there
man.
You go.
Smart business strategies. I love it. It's like Breaking Bad shit. No, I'm just kidding. Not on that level. That's crazy. I've been watching that lately. It's fucking nuts.
Good show.
Right.
I'm on the fifth season right now. I just watched the first episode. I'm like, these fuckers are crazy. He's like, where are you from? Are you from New Hampshire? Yeah, sure. Sure you are, motherfucker. do we want to play the song, or do you want to do an acoustic now? What do we... Which way do you want to go?
So we have a new single coming out.
Okay, nice.
Hopefully in April. It might be delayed a little bit, so April or May.
Okay. It'll do you want to give people a tease of it, or
we brought one of the tracks.
Nice. Like it.
And there are songs in English. So the single has a song in French, a song in English, and two songs in Chinese.
Fuck.
Wait. You know Chinese too?
A little bit.
Jesus.
Damn.
God damn. That is you singing in Chinese?
Yeah. So it's
holy
like another experiment.
Crap.
Yeah.
Wow.
Trying to keep it fresh.
Chinese rock.
Yeah.
You're a man of many talents, Dorian.
Thank you.
A man of many talents.
And so, yeah, we can do a couple of acoustic songs from the album. And then I sent you a track from the...
Yes, I have the track loaded on the screen right now.
Oh, cool. We can play that later.
You can play that whenever you want to. Yeah. Just remember, we have 21 minutes left.
All right.
Yeah. Let's go for it.
We do
yeehaw. Okay, yeah, that way they can play. Yeah. Careful. There we go. All right. Yeehaw. I'm loving this.
Look, show them the guitar before you get started.
This is beautiful.
Look at that.
Look at this.
It's like the t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a prettier white.
You know,
I think it's the more of a...
Nice.
I don't know what... want to call that, but it's yes, more
cream?
Of a cream color.
Right.
It's very pretty. I'm loving that guitar. That's custom made right there. I'm gonna turn off our mics so that they can.
Okay.
Oh Maria, es-tu au bord du précipice? Les lueurs de l'aurore éclipsent la justice. Oh Maria, encore une dernière prière avant de repartir en guerre. Oh Maria, oublie donc le passé. Mais si le feu sans rien regretter. Oh Maria, tu as tout le temps de vivre dans le présent. Maria, Maria, prends-moi dans tes bras. Comme autrefois. Maria, Maria, prends-moi dans tes bras une dernière fois. Oh Maria, tu n'y as jamais dans mon cas. Ton regard éclipse ma douleur. Oh Maria, nous sommes au bord du précipice, mais pas encore dans la vie. Maria, Maria, prends-moi dans tes bras. Comme autrefois. Maria, Maria, prends-moi dans tes bras une dernière fois. Comment te dire ce que je vois quand je te regarde? Quand je te regarde, comment te dire combien je t'aime, Maria, Maria.
Stuff. That's one of my favorites. Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Good stuff. I'm sharing stuff. I did a video. I just did like a, you know how Instagram only lets you do 1 minute?
Oh yeah.
Like, what is that?
There is a new thing with Instagram that you can post videos as long as you want. I don't know how to do it.
I know there's the one with the, you can upload a video that's up to 10 minutes or
okay,
something.
Now it can
Like Instagram TV or something. I don't know. I know there's like Instagram TV now, so I love it. Good stuff. I like it. So it's been a you've been a band for 2 years. And where did, no, obviously, I hate to ask this. It sounds like a very obvious fucking question, but I'm sure you moved over here from France.
Yes.
Yes. So you were born over there?
Yes.
Nice. What else did you do for music before you formed, you know, this band? And so how long have you been in L.A.?
These are good questions. I've been in L.A. really long time, 19 years now.
Oh, nice. Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
You must be a citizen by now.
I am a citizen.
Yeah. Rock on.
Yeah. All right.
Fuck yeah.
I'm actually, I have 3 citizenships.
It's he's much less likely to throw your ass back over the pond than he is to kick them over the fucking fence.
There you go.
Just saying. Douchebag. We're fully inclusive organization.
Right. Everybody.
Fuck the Cheeto Man. And I'm not talking about Chester.
Chester Cheeto, you stupid.
I'm not talking about fucking Chester.
The song on the new single is about
That douchebag?
That guy, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
What?
Cheeto Man.
Cheeto Man.
He looks like he got a fake fucking tan and it's the wrong color. It's like that orange, you know, like yeah, it's like either that or he's got jaundice. I'm not really sure what the fuck is going on there. Sorry. I try to talk shit about that fucker every week.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I don't mean you guys. I love you. I love all of you. Just not him. Or his stupid, snotty, fucking, sniveling little runt rose fucking little children. Fuck all you. Every one of you. And your fucking ex-wives. And the current wife. Who's probably not a citizen. But he wants to talk shit about other people being a non-citizen. Fuck you. Anyway.
There's actually multiple songs about being an immigrant on this album.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. Actually, Marianne, it's a love song for your country when you're... Because I'm an immigrant. And
ass is an immigrant.
I mean,
in the sense of, think about it. Back, I don't know how many fucking generations his goddamn family's been here. But once upon a time,
we're all immigrants.
His motherfucking family was a bunch of immigrants.
We all came from Africa anyway.
Well, yeah. Especially him.
Right.
I love you.
Indirectly.
Fuck yeah. It sucks how you got here, but I'm glad you're here. I love you. And I wouldn't have it any other way. He's the man.
Both on both sides of my family, because my great grandfather came on the boat.
One of his relatives was a white European dude.
Right.
Fucking crazy.
I seen the picture.
Huh?
Like, I'm literally at my great auntie's house, man, and they're like, I'm looking at the picture. My cousin's like, you see the white guy on that picture? Like, yeah, that's Grandma B's father. Huh?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. We all come from somewhere.
My great grandmother was from Martinique.
Oh, nice.
She was black.
Wow, that's beautiful.
You can't tell.
And you're white as fucking snow, dude. You white as motherfucking snow.
Yeah.
You like me, pasty fucker, you know what I mean? I got some of my tan left. And I can't wait till the season comes back around. You know, at least I won't look like a Cheeto. Anyway, but I'm glad you write stuff about that.
Yeah.
Like that type of subject matter. That's really
song,
smart.
It's called Eve Noir, and it's also about immigration. Marianne is sort of a love song to France, because you know when you're an immigrant, you still think about your country and where you came from. And
right, totally.
Yeah.
What part of France did you come from?
Well, so I'm from the north. My dad's from a city called Beauvais.
I've heard of that.
And my mom is Belgian, actually.
Really? Oh. Okay.
So I have French citizenship, Belgian citizenship, and U.S. citizenship.
Fuck yeah.
I'm looking for more and more citizens.
Fuck yeah.
Since he sings in Chinese, he's going to get a Chinese.
Now you're going to go, now you're going to get a China Chinese citizenship. You
is
know,
it Cantonese
gonna,
or what's the other
one?
Is
Mandarin.
Mandarin?
Mm-hmm, Mandarin.
Mandarin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mandarin, yeah. Nice. Mandarin's easier to learn, I heard,
than
Cantonese. That's what my previous boss, he his wives have always been Asian.
Yeah.
you know, big 6 foot three
Jewish guy,
and
married Asian
little Asian women. I love shout out though. His wife is wonderful though.
Mm.
Yeah, very good people. Good people. Couldn't work for a better organization. So let's. You want to play another song?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
So this song, I wrote it right after the terrorist attacks.
The bombings, in Paris. Mm. That wasn't that long ago, huh?
No, it's like 2 years ago.
It's been 2 years already?
Yeah. Mm.
I thought it was only been
maybe
like a year or something.
Yeah, maybe more.
I don't know. Wow. Dang.
And the song is called... Lorsque Paris brûle, and that means when Paris is burning.
Oh, dang. Okay. That's deep. All right. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio, Baron D'Avro.
Sur la butte tout là-haut, rejoins-moi bientôt. Nous regarderons Paris une dernière fois. Sur la butte tout là-haut, tout près du château, nous apprécierons la vie une dernière fois. Toi et moi, c'est ça. Regarde-moi en face encore une fois. Parce que Paris brûle. Lorsque Paris brûle, le mort s'accroche au mort et mes idées me tuent. Pour être à jamais prophète, ma génération perdue, génération perdue, génération perdue. Moi qui n'ai pas connu la guerre, pas connu la misère, je souffre tout autant de tous ces mots. Je cherche en vain sur terre le sens de mes prières. Pourquoi mon existence est un fardeau? Toi et moi, c'est ça. Sèche donc tes larmes encore une fois. Lorsque Paris, lorsque Paris, la mort s'accroche en moi et mes idées me tuent. Pour être à jamais prophète, ma génération perdue, génération perdue, génération perdue. C'est toi et moi sur terre, qu'importe la misère. Mais avant que l'on ne repose sous terre, je reposerai sans cesse les portes de l'enfer, les portes de l'enfer, les portes de l'enfer pour toi. La vue tout là-haut, rejoins-moi bientôt. Nous regarderons Paris une dernière fois. Sur la vue tout là-haut,
Jamais prophète de ma génération perdue, génération perdue, génération perdue.
Thank you.
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews. Meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love. And enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
This is Michael McBay of Soul Rising, and you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio.
Well, it's better to be in real life anyway. Well, since we only have like 3 minutes left. That's, yeah. You want to play? Do you want to play it?
Can I give you the file or is it too late?
Or if you want to just play it in
you
real
play
life.
You acoustic?
No. Not ready for that yet?
Yeah.
Dang.
We've never rehearsed it acoustic.
Yeah.
Not that song.
That's okay. We'll just have to have you back this summer.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll play, because by then you'll have the new, some new things out. You know what I mean?
Songs, yeah.
Maybe a new EP, new, whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We'll just bring you back. That's the great thing about this show.
Yeah.
You can come back. We always have people come back. You know how many people want to come back on our show after we've had them on here? We've had some bands come, they're like, can we come back? Can we come back? I'm like, yeah, sure. What, Dirty Machine's been on here 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Slant's been on twice. Killset's been on like twice. We've had a few bands, you know, a few bands, you call them repeat offenders.
Right.
There you go.
We don't have a problem with that because we love all, you know, all of our musicians. We love all of our we love our music family.
Right.
We have a very, very big music family.
Shout out
family.
To Warrior Dave.
Yes.
Gonzo.
Oh, yeah. So this last weekend, there were some really great bands that played. Akasha played over at the 1720 Warehouse. Right. That's our friend. Shout out to Sarah and all the members of Akasha. And then we had, we'll see what. Oh, Dirty Machine played at the Lucky Strike in Hollywood. Shout out to Warrior Dave. Sir Warrior Dave went to the and covered that for us. That was awesome. Thank you. He's our guy on the street. No,
right.
He's our street team. If he's not at our show, he's at another show promoting for us. So he always hands out business cards. We love it. And we had, you know, let's see, Dirty Machine. Shout out to all the guys, Dirty Machine, David Leach, Mike Weekly, Darren Davis, DJ Akusa, Arnold Quesada, and Ben Jovi. What up, dudes? And I remembered all fucking 6 of their names. You tag people enough times, you'll remember. Right? Eventually. Right. Eventually. And then, oh, yes. Oh, Green Jello. Shout out to Bill Manspeaker.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Sorry we weren't able to do the interview for Blank TV. I will hunt you down in 3 months when you come back from Europe. I'm just kidding. I'm an ass. I told you I'm an asshole. I love you, Bill. What's up? Shout out to Psycho John Jennings. Psycho John. We had, so it's Green. They call it Green Jelly now because, you know, they were going to get sued by Green Jello. By Jello. Yeah, because I guess how do you fucking own that Green Jello? Anyway, they didn't like it. So anyway, and then we had let's see what. Oh, and then I brought in Nathan Young, Youngblood Productions.
All right, shout out to
Nathan. Shout out to Nathan. That was at the Whiskey this last weekend. So some great shows. What do you guys got coming up for shows?
So far, we've got the Park Bar on Friday.
The third Friday of next month.
This month?
Of each month?
Of each month? There every month.
Oh, like a residency kind of ish thing? Nice. Park Bar. Where is that located?
It's in Burbank on Burbank Boulevard.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Is it for like lighter, like more hard rock kind of, or no, like lighter, like, just like rock?
Sort of everything. There's some jazz. Really? There's some rock. It's a cool little
bar. Do they
bar.
Do metal? They probably don't do metal, though. No. Certain venues don't do, no.
Yeah.
Lighter stuff.
Yeah, because
nice. No, I like lighter stuff, too. You see what I'm saying? My favorite band's Led Zeppelin. Not everything's got to be...
At the top, yeah.
Not everything's got to be, like, metal and punk and thrash and... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like lighter stuff, too. I like classic rock is actually my favorite. Foreigner, Journey... You know, Boston, like Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, you know, the good shit. Rush, you know, good stuff. The Doors, you know, the good stuff. So we're going to have you come back probably like, what do you say, like July maybe? August?
Yeah, by then we'll have
some more tracks, more stuff.
The new single will be out, and then we've also been working on more songs in English.
Okay, so you should probably have an EP soon-ish, kind of,
so
maybe?
So there's the EP, single EP, it's four tracks.
Okay.
Coming out April, or if it's delayed, May, but officially it's...
Okay, cool, so we'll do like maybe July or something.
Then,
that way you'll have
some... By the summer, we'll probably have a brand new show with some songs from the old album, but a lot of new songs in English.
Cool.
Yeah.
Rock on. Don't ever get married to Marianne, though. Like that one, huh?
Yeah, we had a cello player.
We have a cello player.
Really? A cello player now?
Yeah.
Badass.
Very good.
Yeah.
We're going to have good times. Good times. We need to get you on some more shows. All right, so we're going to go see a CIA tonight. So shout out Carl Crew. Let's do this.
All right.
Yes. Go get the album, Marianne.
Oh, just a really important detail.
If you
look for us on Spotify... You have to look for the... We have to put the apostrophe. So it's
Baron, and it's D, like a little d, small d, and then the apostrophe,
right.
Big A, V-R-I-L. See? Baron
if you don't put the apostrophe, you can't find us. And I contacted Spotify, and they're not going to do anything about it. You can't make an alias or anything.
No?
No.
That's stupid.
Very stupid.
Very stupid.
That's what you get for having a French name.
It's okay. Put a fucking apostrophe, people. Don't forget that. Okay. Anyway, because Jenny said so.
Damn, that's messed up.
Yeah. Well, you know, technology still isn't where it should be. Okay. Well, want to thank you so much to Baron D'Avril.
Yay!
We had fun. I love the music. I love when you play acoustic. It's fucking badass.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Want
to thank you to Dorian, Alejandra, and Henry.
Thank you
so much for being here today. We're going to get you booked on some more shows so you can showcase some of that new fucking music.
Yes.
Yeah? Right. It's going to be badass. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Get you some new, more venues.
Yes.
All right. Well, this has been Jenny and the Muse.
Yes.
And Silent Giggles, who's etching her way back into the fucking room.
When the show
How'd you go, Hooker? Where'd you go? Anyway, I'm just kidding. Being an ass. She was over there playing with her fucking phone in the corner the whole time. I thought she was asleep part of it. Anyway. Next week. Who the fuck is the guest next
Callie
week?
Cush.
Jesus Christ. Really quick. Oh, yes. Callie Cush.
Yes.
Right? Next week? I think.
Reggae from Long Beach.
Reggae from where? From
Long Beach.
Long Beach. I like how you say it. It sounds like bitch. Long Beach. Long Beach. I love the fucking Hispanic accent. Long Beach. Long Beach. You beach. Yes, Callie Cush next week. Then we have every other year. And then another pot band, Solar Haze, will be on. That's one of our buddy, God damn it. All these fucking names. I got to think of it. God damn it. Metal Assault.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Andrew Bunsall. God damn it. I had to think of it for a second. Andrew Bunsall. Right. Love you, guy. Oh, yeah. Go see the Whackin' Metal Battles. I think it's every other Saturday or some shit. At the Viper Room. Go check it out. All right. We're out of here for another week.
Right.
Go buy some merch. BaronDAvril.com.
Oh, to get
Do you
the
need
white
a fucking
shirt.
Apostrophe for that shit? For the goddamn website?
I think if you Google Baron D'Averill, you'll find
it. I'm just saying if you type in BaronD'Averill.com, do you have to put in the fucking thing? No, okay. Thank God. No. Thank God for something.
Get the white t-shirt, everyone.
Yeah. Get whichever fucking one you want, but buy something. For the love of Christ.
There's hoodies.
Come to our concerts this Sunday, 5-Star Bar. All right, we're out of here for another week. Next week, Cali Kush. Bye. Reggae music next week. Fuck yes.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.